MAD is working to end drunk driving, fight drugged driving, and prevent underage drinking. So this is a mission that they have been on for a long time, and we are joined by Patricia Rolera, Regional Executive Director for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the Southern California region, and we're happy to have you here today. You're serving a big area, Los Angeles, Ventura, Orange, Riverside.
It's a huge, huge territory.
Yes. Is that?
But we have a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So because we have problems, you know, we have to be active and out there within our communities. And so it just happens that Southern California really is the biggest region within MAD in California.
There would be a chapter up north, too, right?
There are two chapters up north. There's a chapter in Sacramento, and then the San Francisco area has a chapter as well. And those are the three components of MAD California.
Okay. And working very hard on several different levels, because we were talking just a few minutes ago about how people think of MAD as you work with victims, you know, you're advocating.
Yes.
For victims, but you are doing so much more. You work with law enforcement, you
yes.
work with schools, you work with parents, with kids, to get them started right.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, most people think of MAD as advocates for drunk driving, but what we really do is we work with the community really to keep this message out there about impaired driving, and specifically drunk and drug driving. It's an issue. Since MAD was started, about 37 years ago, nationally, the number of drunk driving fatalities have been cut in half, but we still have issues. So our voice really is what keeps this item, this topic, in the communities. And so we work with high schools. We have programs that we have geared specifically to teens. And then we have programs that are geared toward adults. And then we have community events. And so the pillar of all of that is we call it the power of teens, the power of community, and the power of parents. And our whole goal behind that is to educate everyone so that we do what's necessary to make sure that we're addressing these issues at all time. Because as you talked about, we work with victims. So we know what the grief is like. We see the tragedy. And we really want to help save lives.
You work with victims every day.
We work with victims every day. You know, we're normally the first point of contact when law enforcement is at the scene of a crash. They normally give a card to the family member or to someone on the scene to really reach out to MAD. And MAD provides services at no cost to the victim. We're really the backbone for that person or persons. Because as you can imagine, most of these crashes, they're unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't expect this. And the trauma that's associated with that, they're very numb. And so we're their backbone. We stand behind them. We nurture them. We give them referrals if they need referrals to anything. But the most important part of what we do is we accompany them to court. We become their court advocates. And so we have victim advocates in every county that MAD has in Southern California. And they accompany these victims and they help them to really untangle and understand what's going on in the judicial system as it relates to their case. And we follow them all the way through the end, and they become a friend and a part of the MAD family. So we get it. We get the grief, and we know what that's all about.
They're advocates for them or
yes.
with them in court, which is important because the legal system is difficult to navigate also when you're going through this trauma.
Right. So, and that, I think that's the biggest part that you just hit on is the trauma, because it's difficult to navigate when you don't have trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if you're numb.
Yeah.
And so we're their voice, and that's what we do. And we do all of that at no cost to the victims. And so any victim or anyone who knows of someone who has been a victim of a drunk driving crash, they can contact us. We have a 24/7 hotline, and it's 1-877-MAD-HELP. Anyone can call that number and get 24-hour service if they know of anyone who needs some support from MAD.
1-877-MAD-HELP.
Yes.
M-A-D-D. Help.
Yes.
Yes. And then you also are responsible for legislation, you know, helping to get legislation through over the years.
Yes.
Like you said, you started in 1980. And I think there was even a film shortly after that portrayed the life of Candy Lightner.
Yes.
Candy Lightner. Yeah.
Candy Lightner. Candy Lightner started MAD in Northern California, interesting enough.
Mm-hmm.
Candy Lightner, her 13-year-old daughter was plowed down by a drunk driver on her way back from just a County Carnival. And Candy Leitner was not a, she was not a politician. She was a mother. Mm-hmm. And hence the name Mad. She was a mother who was really, really mad. Mm-hmm. And she single-handedly brought attention to this issue. She lobbied. She went into Washington, D.C., and she was able to really change a lot of policy. Some of the policies that a lot of people maybe don't really attribute to MAD are the fact that our the blood alcohol concentration level of 0.08. MAD was a huge advocate behind mm-hmm. that in terms of making that the standard in all 50 states. So, wow. Yes, we are definitely advocates for policies that really can curtail and end this whole issue around drunk and drug driving.
And one of the newer policies that you're working on are the interlocking devices, right?
Ignition mm-hmm. interlock. We are strong supporters and we have lobbied for ignition interlock. Ignition interlock is a device that is about the size of a cell phone mm-hmm. that is installed in vehicles of DUI offenders. And that individual must blow into this device before their vehicle can start. If they are impaired, the vehicle will not start at all. However, if they are not impaired and they start their vehicle, intermittently, they are still required to blow into that device. And at any time, if they are impaired, that device will stop. The mm-hmm. car will stop. So right now, it is the best option we have, really, to stop drunk driving or curtail it here in our nation.
In Southern California, is this a policy here now? Or
well, yes. Mm-hmm. So we've been in a pilot phase here in California, in four counties in California, really to perfect it and to really see what some of the benefits are. And so we have had laws passed where within the next couple of years, it will be a law here in California that all DUI offenders, even first-time offenders, will be required to have an ignition interlock device mm-hmm. installed in their vehicle for at least 6 months. That's coming,
yeah.
and
okay.
we're so excited about
yeah.
that. Moving forward, though, as we kind of look at the next phase of what we're looking at and what we're supporting is there are new devices that will be installed on all vehicles, mm-hmm. and it will be a touch device. So if an individual touches their steering wheel, and if they're impaired, their vehicle will not start. So it will not only address those individuals who've gotten DUIs, it addresses everyone. So you don't have to be mm-hmm. impaired. So it's a device that we're working with very heavily with the automotive companies. And we had a prototype a couple of years ago that was really, really promising. So we're looking for that to be the next phase of how we can really stop drunk driving.
If you touch the steering wheel, you
yes.
said it touch it. Then
it's a touch technology, yes.
It can tell that there is alcohol in
yes.
your system.
Yes.
Just from the touch.
Just from the touch.
Wow. And then there's, you know, we have issues with drugged driving now. Drugged driving is also part of the campaign, right?
Drug driving is part of the campaign. You know, we started initially just really focusing on drug driving. But what we realize is that there's such an issue now with drug driving. And drug driving could be anything. It can be prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. It can be over-the-counter. It can be marijuana. But here's the interesting thing about that. With the statistics, even when an individual is stopped and there's drugs involved, there's usually alcohol as well. So that's called polyuse. Mm-hmm. So polyuse really is the biggest trend. It's those individuals who have illegal drugs as well as alcohol. So that's a big issue. So yes, we do address that. Mm-hmm. We have always served the victims of drug driving, but we really made it part of our campaign to address this because it's such a big deal.
Also, I wanted to ask you, because you work so much with kids and schools
yes.
and, you know, getting education. Education is so important. That's mm-hmm. laying the foundation for future drivers, for our kids to pass this along also to the next generation and the next generation following that. It's great. The education part is amazing. And for adults, too. And you have some really creative ways to do it, like the crash car trailer.
We have a crash car trailer, and it's basically it's an actual car from a crash mm-hmm. and we take this to the high schools, and it's not really designed to be shock therapy for them mm-hmm. but it really is a realistic component for them, because what we talk to them about are the perils of drunk and drug driving And we have a whole program, as I talked about, the Power of Teens. And so we talk to them and we take them through it, and then they all get a chance to tour the cars. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't take anything out of the car. The gum that the person was chewing when they were killed in this crash is still in the car. So they can see every element of that. So it has a huge impact on the teens because they can see what the possibilities are if they are reckless as it relates to drugs and alcohol. So it's a very effective tool for us.
And you have many tools, many ways to reach children.
We have a lot of ways to reach children. We work a lot with law enforcement. Law enforcement has a lot of programs that they do, so we partner with them. And we present with them some of the programs that they do is they actually have an actual crash where they have the students pretend they are the victims. There are some who actually are acting as if they are the deceased. And then they have to share the police tells their parents what happened. Mm-hmm. It's a whole storyline around what could happen if a person is being irresponsible with drugs and alcohol. So we do a lot of role playing with the students mm-hmm. because we can get their attention that way. You know, if we just talk to them all the time, you know, some are going to listen, some are not. When it's interactive and they're participating to some degree, we really have an impact with them.
Over the years, 330,000 lives have been saved
yes.
because of MAD. The programs we've been talking about, working with kids, working with the schools, working with parents, and you know, the different types of help that you can get as a victim. You can find all of this information on your sites, right? On
yes,
your social media sites.
You can find it at our website, and you can actually Google MAD Southern California, and our website comes up. But yes, all of that information is available. We are here to work with anyone within the community.
Thank you for being dedicated to saving lives, Patricia Rilara, the Regional Executive Director, right?
Yes.
Southern California chapter of MAD.